U.S. sanctions Lebanese Hezbollah MPs over Iran support. By Breitbart Jerusalem on July 10, 2019. AFP, the U.S. Treasury placed two Hezbollah members of Lebanon's parliament on its sanctions blacklist on Tuesday. The first time Washington has taken aim at the Iran-allied group's elected politicians. Stepping up its effort to build global pressure on the powerful Lebanese Shiite movement, the Treasury named MPs Amin Sherry and Mohammad Hassan Rad to a terror-related blacklist, saying that Hezbollah uses its parliamentary power to advance violent activities. Also placed on the blacklist was Wafiq Safa, a top Hezbollah official close to the movement's Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. targeted three officials who leveraged their positions to facilitate Hezbollah and the Iranian regime's malign efforts to undermine Lebanese sovereignty. "Any distinction between Hezbollah's political and military wings is artificial," he said. "We call on our allies and partners to designate Hezbollah in its entirety as a terrorist organization. No sanctions yet on Iran's Sharif." Pompeo tied the action to the U.S. maximum pressure campaign against Iran and its proxies in the Middle East, including Hezbollah, which Washington has officially designated a terrorist group. However, Washington stopped short of imposing similar sanctions on Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, which Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said were forthcoming in late June. A senior administration official who insisted on anonymity Tuesday would not confirm any plan to blacklist Zarif, who was crucial in achieving the landmark 2015 nuclear deal. "We are obviously exploring various avenues for additional sanctions on Tehran. Obviously, Foreign Minister Zarif is a figure of key interest," she said. "Part of Lebanon's ruling coalition. It is the first time the U.S. Treasury has placed Hezbollah lawmakers on its blacklist, which forbids U.S. individuals and businesses with a U.S. branch, including leading international banks, from doing business with those sanctioned. With the electoral backing of many Lebanese Shiites, Hezbollah won 13 seats out of 128 in the May 6, 2018 general election. It joined a coalition government formed on January 31, gaining control of three ministries. But Washington says it will not regard the group's political and military activities as separate from one another. It is time, we believe, for other nations around the world to recognize that there is no distinction between Hezbollah's political and military wing," the senior U.S. administration official said. "To any member of Hezbollah considering running for office, know that you will not be able to hide beneath the cover of political office," she said. Sherry, 62, is a 17-year Hezbollah veteran of parliament representing Beirut. Safa, the Treasury said, maintains the group's ties to financiers and allegedly helps arrange the smuggling of weapons and drugs. The newest sanctions brought to 50 the number of Hezbollah individuals and entities blacklisted by the Treasury since 2017. They have included bankers and businessmen that Washington says are deeply involved in Hezbollah business activities around the world, allegedly including narcotics trafficking and gunrunning. The sanctions have aimed particularly at companies and individuals who help the group move money throughout the Middle East. Hezbollah lawmaker Ali Fayyad told Lebanon's MTV News channel that the new sanctions Tuesday were a humiliation for the Lebanese people, and called on parliament and the government to issue a formal condemnation. Lebanese Finance Minister Ali Hassan Khalil meanwhile tweeted that the U.S. sanctions were unjustified and concern all of the Lebanese even if they are directed at Hezbollah. Pompeo said the U.S. pressure on Iran and Hezbollah was having an effect on the Lebanese group's operations. As a result, this designated terrorist organization has been forced to take unprecedented austerity measures. For example, in March 2019, for the first time ever, Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah made a public appeal for financial support.